sir, we promised you a great main event here tonight.
WrestleMania!
WrestleMania is running west.
Oh, it sure is professional wrestling. Welcome to the world's number one sports and recreation podcast, Cheap Heat. I am former 24/7 and you're forever 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg, joining you from a chilly, thank you, Greg, a chilly but lovely New York City. Joining us in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the soon to be married Stat Guy Greg.
Yes. Very soon. Next week, Friday.
Yeah, next week's podcast will be in, you will be in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. I'll be on location from the site of the Austin Hyde wedding.
Let's hope this goes better than most wrestling weddings. You know what I'm saying?
I know. No, let's hope a Triple H doesn't pop up. I'm feeling like Test right now.
No, don't be Test. We cannot have you be Test. And also from Los Angeles, 35 under 35 Dipperstein. There he is.
Wow.
The Hollywood Reporter's own 35 under 35 Dipperstein. Can you believe it?
You think you know people in this town.
Wow. Wow, wow, wee, wow. What a week. Congratulations.
Thank you. Very exciting day in the Dipperstein household.
No mention of Cheap Heat in the article, though. That was unfortunate.
I tried to get it in. It did say pro wrestling fan, though. Mm-hmm. I did get that.
It did. I saw that.
I got that.
So now, listen, everyone's watching us live on YouTube. Well, the 10 people or however many. No, 6 people. All 6 of you, as we just started.
We'll get to 10. We'll get there.
And the people listening at home, you know, we are literally in the process this week of, it looks like, potentially navigating a new home for Cheap Heat. And are you saying, Dip, that deal would not surpass some of the deals that were mentioned in this article? It mentioned Tracy Oliver.
I think it put it over the top.
It put it over the top.
There we go. That's a great answer.
Put it over the top. SGG, what is going on outside the ring in the world of wrestling?
Well, of course, we had that big news about Dipperstein. I was saving it for the end, but we started there. He was included in the Hollywood Reporter's 2021 35 under 35 list, Cheap Heat's own. And I just got to say, again, congratulations, Dip. The list of accolades keep racking up. And shout out to the Hollywood Reporter for knowing what's up.
Because you already know.
Dip is the major, let's be honest.
You know the vibes.
You know the vibes.
Yeah, no doubt.
Plenty of raccoons being made over here in the Dipperstein household. Plenty of raccoons.
Raccoons up a storm.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what else, SGG? Oh, yeah.
Now to some unfortunate news. We all saw the post from JR, I think it was 2 weeks ago, when he posted an injury. I think it was on his ankle. And we found out later that he has skin cancer, and that was, I guess, one of the early signs. And he was on his Grilling JR podcast recently. He mentioned that he's going to begin radiation soon. Mm. He has 22 treatments. He's hopefully not going to miss any work. According to himself and his doctor, he should be able to get it in without having to miss any work. So you'll be able to hear him every week like you always have on AEW television.
Including tonight on Dynamite.
Just very unfortunate. Yeah, it's just very unfortunate, though, that he was diagnosed with skin cancer and is going to be having to go through some therapy.
I dropped him a line earlier yesterday to send him love and well wishes, of course. Did you guys see the thing he posted about it when he originally found like got the thing checked out?
I did. It was gnarly.
I mean, I cannot believe. I cannot believe that he was. You know what? I'll just say this. The message I have for you is: if this is, I thought this went without saying, but Dip, maybe this is a Jewish thing that I need to express to Gentiles. If you have something weird that is that noticeable going on your body, get to a doctor immediately. He, like when he posted it, it was already, it looked like out of a nightmare. And he was like, I've been dealing with this for 6 months. So I say all that not to rip JR, but to say, God bless. Thank God he's okay. He was walking around with it forever.
Yes. Yeah.
Dip's holding back up a storm.
You're
holding and holding.
You know, listen, JR is one of those people. I don't want anything bad to ever happen to anybody in the wrestling world, obviously. Okay. These are, you know, I consider myself now part of the wrestling community. JR is one of those people where I really don't want to see anything bad. I mean,
he's your childhood up a storm.
What's that?
He's your childhood up a storm.
He is. He is an icon of the highest level and one of the last, you know, remaining like true icons over 55, you know what I mean, in the business that is still working and still, you know, doing his thing. So I love JR. So I really don't want anything to happen to him.
We send JR the best. Yeah. Hopefully everything will be fine. But yes, if you have anything like that pop up, please, for God's sake, just get to a doctor immediately. Anyways, JR, get better soon, buddy. All right, what do you got, SGG?
Yeah, lots of love and light to JR. And we also want to send love, light, and well wishes to John Moxley, who it was announced by Tony Khan on Twitter late last night that he's going to be entering rehab for alcohol addiction, receiving some treatment. I believe Tony Khan said it was inpatient rehab. And just want to wish John Moxley the best. And Renee Young, obviously, or Renee Paquette, excuse me, and that whole family and all of his colleagues and everybody, you know, his support system. We wish them all the best because they're kind of going through this with him. Obviously, love and light to John Moxley, but, you know.
So, SGG, I saw this, of course, this morning when I woke up. And really an interesting week, obviously, for Mox. You know, his book came out this week, and his book seems incredibly revealing, incredibly, I mean, he goes hard. He's going hard in the paint in that book, talking a lot about his time in WWE and a lot about a lot of things. And then so to see this news, I was a little, I was like almost thrown through a loop by the whole thing, because I'm like, wait a second. He just dropped the book this week, and now he's going to rehab. It's just a lot happening. I wonder if there's any, relation between those two things he discovered doing the book or putting the book out. I did not know this to ever be a thing. But as you guys know who listen to the podcast, I'm not close with Mox at all. I've been close with Renee, but never been close with Mox. So did not know that was a thing, but you know, I reached out to Renee this morning and sent her all my love. I respect recovery deeply, and I've seen it, you know, I've seen people going through substance abuse who really changed their life completely. Happened to my best friend, and I've seen the program really, really work. I don't know what kind of inpatient program he's going for. If it's 12-step, I got a lot of love for the 12-step program, but whatever program it is that he's going to, I hope he figures it out, man. Obviously, he's got a brand new baby, and he is one of the faces of AEW, really. You know, you can argue that so far as we sit here 2.5 years into the AEW experiment, you could argue, I don't know who just came to my door, but Rocky's going crazy.
I thought that was bad. That's
finish Rocky. My thought here, SUG, and as I go check the door. I would say that Mox is as responsible as anyone for AEW being where they are, frankly.
He is, quite frankly, and quite honestly. I mean, Moxley, he had a bit of a big hill to climb, because just that Dean Ambrose character in WWE, he was trying to get away from that and build himself to something new. And I think even I even came on this program once and said that there's no difference between Mox and Dean Ambrose. But I think at this point in his career and at this stage in the game, he really did do a lot to reinvent himself, push himself to another level. And he took AEW right along with him. And that's just aside from what he's been doing on the indies, you know, GCW and different promotions like that, to just really, really make the Moxley character larger than life. And it's resonating. Like, you see, I see kids buying the Moxley action figures. You see on social media, kids mess with Moxley in a way that I don't really think anybody really, kids really messed with Dean Ambrose. So that just goes to show that, like, what he's been doing and the work he's been putting in, he's getting his respect from all the different demographics that WWE tried to have him reach as Dean Ambrose, whether it's the kids, the hardcore fans, the casuals. He's a good looking dude. I'm sure the ladies love him too.
Oh,
so just this, just him, you know, reaching this, you as well, for you as well.
Thank you.
But just him reaching this stage in his career is like, it was a product of the hard work. And, you know, I hope that he's able to enjoy it for a long time to come.
Man, you know what I just got in the mail, right?
No, I crazy. Don't. You got to show us now.
I'm about to show you guys on the YouTube. The crazy box just came through. Now, I paid for this.
Respectfully.
Respectfully, I paid for this.
Pause.
You have to pause? Paid for this?
No. Well, you paid for this crazy box that just came through? It might.
Oh.
There's a pause in there somewhere.
It wouldn't be a pause. It would be a correct. It would be, I don't mean that kind of box, because I wouldn't pay for that. That would be nuts. Hold on.
Is this the Curb merch?
Yeah, the Curb. The Curb Your Enthusiasm Kith box just came through crazy. Now, I don't know if this dad hat's going to work. Yo, this was a hard purchase for me in the sense that I hit up my man early. I always miss everything. And I was like, I'm not missing this, right? So I was like, hook me up.
And it works?
I don't know. Does it? I think, it might work. It might work.
It works.
I don't know. I think in real life it might look small.
You might have to pull it down a little bit more.
I think in real life it might look small on my head. I think this may not
make it. Don't turn your head to the side, though. Just got to keep it.
Yeah, it doesn't work, SGJ. Once you say that.
No, it works, but then you stopped working your angles. You gotta keep it straight.
Yeah, I don't know if it's gonna work, but yeah, I know Zach Lindner.
Throw it to the side. Throw it to the side.
It might be a great backwards hat. It might be a great backwards hat, SGG. Yeah. No.
Tilt it to the side, though. Don't go.
I don't tilt.
Back. Tilt it to the. No. Tilt it back into the side.
Oh, back into the side. Back into the side.
Back into the side. Yeah. You might get.
You're seeing what's happening, Dipperstein?
Back into the side.
Dip, are you seeing?
Yeah, that is a very nice, stunning item.
Now,
I have one of the old school Curb Your Enthusiasm shirts from when the show was still airing.
It's airing right now.
It's still airing like, right now.
I meant in the beginning of the series.
You mean an HBO shirt, like one of the ones they sold at HBO?
Yeah.
Here's what I got for Dipperstein. You know how this one's for Dipperstein? Because it says S on the bag. Here, I'm taking it out, Dip, because today's your big day. Let's see how you feel about it.
Wow.
Wow, this is a beautiful, fancy, expensive garment.
Oh, wow. I love a long sleeve tee. No one loves a long sleeve tee more than me. I need more, frankly.
Well, guess what? You have a very rare, completely sold out Curb Your Enthusiasm one right now.
Well, you're a great guy.
Happy 35 under 35. That's your gift.
Thank you so much.
Word.
The gift of the set.
How old are you now? How many more of these 35 under 35s are you going to rack up before you?
I'm 34 right now. I'll be 35 in June.
He was out of time, a Jace, 1,000%.
Yeah, this was it. This was the moment.
My only 40 under 40 that I got was some like fakakta Jewish one. It was like Jews in New York, 40 under 40.
That's mage.
No, it was a thing. There was a gala. There was a thing. But I don't remember. I'd have to ask my brother if any other actual good Jews were in it. All right. So we you, while Dip had to take a phone call, we just talked about Mox. Of course, we send Mox the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see now. This obviously will change plans for Mox and Eddie Kingston and whatever is going on over there. But they'll adjust and hopefully. Obviously, we have no idea how long this is. SGG, there was no length of time given, right?
No, there wasn't.
Dip, you've seen the
hopefully
news today, right?
It's not a long period of time.
Yeah. But at the same time, hopefully it is a long period of time and that you hope that he does, it's for real and he gets better.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we send him the best. What else, SGG?
And finally, while we're doing Hollywood talk, Heels on Stars has been renewed for season two. It was a great show. I enjoyed it. I know a lot of pro wrestling fans enjoyed it. I'm not sure how it did outside of the pro wrestling fan base, but who cares? They're coming back for season two. So we will be seeing Jack Spade, Ace Spade, and the whole Duffy Wrestling League again for season two on Stars in 2022.
Well, I have to admit, I have not seen one episode of Heels, but
shameful.
I'm overdue to give it a shot. At SGG, you may be the only person I know who talks to me about the show regularly, though. How did it get a re-up so quick? Wu-Tang
is good. It was.
I know, but Wu-Tang is still waiting around. RZA still doesn't know if Wu-Tang is getting a season three from Hulu, which I find crazy.
They could probably get a season three from somebody if Hulu doesn't pick it up. Just give them the rights, let them shop it around. They'll find a home.
I want to tell you something right now. Dipperstein, Dip, you don't watch Morning Show, right?
I watched the
Morning
first season.
Show is so good.
I watched the first season.
Did you? Are you caught up over there, SGG?
Yeah. Tomorrow?
Friday. Last week's episode of the Morning Show was transcendent up a storm. It elevated. Oh yeah. It took the show. It went. Oh, the show's been amazing. I've loved it from jump. But now I went. Okay. You know what they want to do? They want to join the annals.
I've been looking for annals.
It was an annals moment.
It was an annals episode.
It was an annals.
No pun intended, but that was quite the cliffhanger they ended on.
It was an unbelievable moment in SGG. That was a cheap, I won't call it a cheap pop, but it was a cheap something or other. Now, I do want to say to everyone listening to the podcast and the now 31 people watching us live, and more importantly, the people, all due respect to those 31, listening.
Five times the list of viewers that we had earlier.
There you go, SGG. That's going up to 36, just
five
as I said
times.
That. There you go. I just want to say next week, Dipperstein is knee-deep in contracts right now. As you know, he's 35 under 35, Dipperstein, in case you missed that. But it just so you know, it's next week, if Cheap Heat does not pop up where it usually pops up, you need to search for Cheap Heat, and you need to go on to SGG and my social media channels. And if Cheap Heat is in a new place next week, you need to seek it out and subscribe. That is what you need to do. So,
yeah.
All I'll say is we're working the best we can. Keep an eye on all things the three of us social media, plus Shoemaker social media, The Ringer social media, because if this gets done, we will not be here next week. We will be somewhere else next week. So I need everyone to pay attention and subscribe accordingly. All right. That's it for Outside the Ring craziness.
That is it for Outside the Ring. Now we get to do In the Ring craziness.
Inside the Ring craziness. Dip, did you complete SmackDown last week?
No.
SGG, did you complete SmackDown last week?
I did not. No tribal chief, unfortunately.
But, why was there no tribal chief?
I don't know. And I don't know that we'll find out either. But
if there was a
I don't
reason
think they needed them this week.
Well,
I'm
trying to think of what they opened with the Bloodline and New Day.
New Day and Bloodline closed the show.
But didn't they open with a promo or no?
They had a promo towards the middle of the show. Okay, I think they opened with the announcement of Brock Lesnar being suspended. Well, they did that last week, but that in addition to the suspension, he was going to be fined $1 million. And then we get something from Heyman. So Heyman was there. And like you said, the Usos confronted King Woods and now Sir Kofi, the Hand of the King.
By the way, I got to tell you.
And they had a tag team match.
I got to tell you.
But no Roman.
If the Hand of the King bit does not lead to the end of like an eventual breakup between those two, nothing will. This is it. The second I heard him say the Hand of the King, I said, okay, this could be something now, because now he's going to be, you know, serving and assisting and doing all things Hand of the King like. Don't you guys see this being a possible road to one day I can't take it anymore, or Xavier turning heel as a nasty king?
Yeah, that's the more likely scenario, right? Because Kofi gives him some advice, gives him some counsel, and he just like, not only do I not agree with it, I don't have to. I'm the king.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then I think
disintegrates from there.
I think we get a Xavier Woods heel turn.
I'm the king.
Way sooner than we think.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Because they rush everything. And so if we're looking for a Xavier Woods slow burn heel turn, you're not going to get it. You're going to get a sudden, maybe over the course of the next 2 to 3 weeks, heel turn. And then maybe we get a heel Survivor Series Xavier Woods.
No, you're crazy.
I feel like that's too soon.
I'm not saying I'd be excited just for it to ever happen. I'm just surprised you think it will happen this soon.
I do, because I think I agree with the hint. I did see that. I agree with what, you know, they hinted at. They're starting to hint at it. I think it's sooner rather than later.
Well, from your mouth to God's ear. I don't know if I need to be that soon, but I would love for it to happen because it would just be fun. I just want to, you know what else it is? You know who really needs this the most, in my opinion? Kofi. Kofi's.
Think so?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he doesn't need anything in the sense that Kofi Kingston will always be fine just being on TV and being great and being lovable. But he's a former champion who now has one tag team partner who's a champion, another tag team partner who's king, and he's kind of just like hanging out in between. You know what I mean? I think the Kofi character, how long can you just be nice, happy dude everyone loves without anything else happening? He's not going to end up in the title picture anytime in the immediate. I think, listen, man, you know me. I want to be entertained. I want to see the Kofi character change. I want one of these guys. Because the truth is, if there's no breakup ever between these guys and no turn at some point, that means all these guys are essentially playing a version of the same character forever. Three incredibly talented guys. So, like, to me...
Well, as long as they're together, they're playing the same version of the character.
Yeah, at least as long as they're together. You know, unless they were all to turn together, I could enjoy that too. I just could never see them getting booed. The only way they get booed is separate. They can't get booed together. That's never happening.
Agree.
Yo, think about
they're too beloved.
Like, if you were to fantasize about the character Kofi could become, and like Kofi's also super capable, right? Like, he's a great talker. He's super expressive. Like, he's made us believe in him so much as an underdog. What makes you think he wouldn't be an incredibly credible and awesome heel? I would be super excited to see what he could do. So that was what jumped out at me when I heard the Hand of the King. I was like, Hand of the King? You're a champion yourself. You're a bigger star than Xavier Woods. Hand of the King? No.
We'll see that. I like what you're guessing at, though. I like where that's going. Because, I mean, they definitely got that from Game of Thrones, right? The Hand of the King. And I'm trying to think of Game of Thrones and how many of those Hands of the King didn't beef with the king or the queen. They all did. Every single person that was named Hand of the King ended up at odds with the person in the chair. So,
Good comment here. Tree of Woe Show says, top 35 under 35 doesn't watch SmackDown. That's sad.
I was at a wedding. I grazed through it.
Here we go.
What do you want from me?
Good question
here. I'm a busy guy.
Good question here. Good comment here on YouTube. Did Dip being 35 under 35 have any influence on Cheap Heat moving? Well, I guess we'll see.
I'm not going to say it didn't.
I mean,
I'm not going to say it.
I can't show you that that far behind the curtain.
Yeah, it's too much.
We need to leave some to the imagination.
Look at this comment from Christian. Just comments, the ringer with lots of R's.
Dip is a ringer. That's why we bought him on this show. We bought Dip on for that exact purpose, to take us to the moon.
Something's happening for sure.
Yeah, there's definitely, there's concern, something going on. Here's a question here. Any chance of a New Day triple threat for the WWE title, Mike asks us, with his former friend's betrayal and Kofi as the one last chance vet? Something for WrestleMania? I'll tell you what. I gotta tell you. They stretch out Xavier as king like all year long. And by the way, he's gonna be the one who I think keeps the crown for a long time. He's leaning into it and he's gonna be great at it. I mean, Xavier is such a natural, real life.
Great new gear too, by the way.
He's got great gear. He's such a nerd. You know, like, he lives to play the character. Like, this is like cosplay. Like, this is right up Xavier Woods' alley. If he runs this all the way to Mania, and we ended up getting a triple threat, him trying to go for the title, maybe heel against babyface Big E and babyface Kofi, it could be something. That's something you put on a poster, that triple threat for the title. That's something.
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea.
I'm into it.
SGG from SmackDown before we move on to Raw this week?
Charlotte must have seen the news, because she came out. She was not nearly as hostile as people have been painting her out to be. She worked an incredible match with Shotzi that went off without any incident. And then Shotzi turned on Sasha, who, I got to admit, I didn't realize that Sasha was supposed to be a babyface this whole time. I mean, I guess just because they put her at odds with Charlotte, that was supposed to be the thing that made her the good guy, but
isn't that the most telling problem? a devout adult fan was like, I didn't know that she was supposed to. I guess you could argue that means it wasn't being done effectively.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. The hint wasn't enough, that's exactly what I'm saying. Sasha was supposed to be the baby face, it just wasn't done enough for me. Maybe somebody else caught it, but I didn't realize that maybe she was the good guy until Shotzi beat her ass. And then I was like, okay, well, Shotzi's definitely the bad guy, because that came unprovoked.
Yeah, I mean, this is the issue with Sasha. You know, Sasha, it's like you want to cheer her because she's such a mage in-ring performer. Dope gimmick, dope song, all those things that we like. Everything's put together so nicely. But her character is naturally a heel. There's no version of her. Even when she's like trying to come off as a good guy, it just doesn't play that way.
I didn't even get tweener from her. Like, there was like in between. Like, she was heel the whole time to me.
By the way, this is
a suggestion that you made.
This is a mage comment from Semi, the Semi truck driver. Who will be the Black Knight? Mage question, because guess what? Underrated movie. I will always pop for Black Knight, the Martin Short vehicle. I mean, the Martin Short, Martin Lawrence vehicle.
Lawrence.
Dip, you've seen it?
He had a blue streak, Black Knight. He had a moment there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and a lot of people just kind of like throw all those ones away. No, he was on it. Martin Lawrence.
What was the one with Tim Robbins? Was it Born to Run? Nothing to Lose.
Yeah. But, you know, he was going and going. There's no right. By the way, everyone, thank you, Julian, for reminding everybody. If you're here on YouTube, the small crowd we have, hit like, hit subscribe, need all that love. All right, so
small crowd. We went up 700%.
That's a great point. But I'd still like us to get even higher. I guess promoting it in advance. Oh, for anyone listening right now, this is something we're going to do on occasion, is do the show live middle of a weekday on YouTube. So while you're sitting at work, you can sit here and watch the show with us, add questions, be a part of the chat. So make sure you subscribe to Rosenberg Radio on YouTube. So Charlotte had no actual fist fights or confrontations as far as we know.
No, which is mage, considering how it's been going down the last few weeks.
Paul Heyman reacted to the $1 million fine to Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, Paul got to watch himself, man. Because why is he the one reacting to the $1 million fine on the week that the tribal chief is absent? Now he's suddenly so concerned with what's happening to Brock Lesnar.
How do you guys eventually see this playing out? Is this obviously what they're teasing here? Is this is Paul Heyman ends up with Brock Lesnar?
Yeah, which I don't think that happens, right? Because Paul Heyman, it would have to be like a double turn situation.
Yeah, let me just say, I think that this is, look, they cannot wait to turn Roman back to babyface, okay? That you know that they're chomping and chomping.
Oh, they're chomping at the bit up a storm.
They're chomping and chomping. Paul, using Paul Heyman as a way to do the double turn, make Brock the big beast heel again, and Roman the babyface is the best way, I think the only way, and I think that's exactly what they're going for. I think we may have to wait until WrestleMania for it, or we may have to wait till the Royal Rumble. But there's a very good chance that they use Paul to turn Roman babyface. What are your thoughts?
Is there any chance that they're trying to turn Paul? Would they turn him babyface and have him get the sympathy and all the heat? Because, I mean, Lesnar doesn't need it. He shows up. He's good regardless.
Don't forget about the chomping, though. You know they're chomping.
That's the you know what, though? He dips right. I mean, that you do have to remember the chomping, because people are chomping. There's no doubt that right now in WWE, there are no doubt forces going, please, can we please turn him already? It's enough is enough. It's been over a year. We have to turn him back. And then there are other people fighting back saying, no, 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 hang tight, hang tight, hang tight. That is happening, to Dip's point. That's the chomping. That is the chomping.
They need to wait. Whoever's the force is saying hang back need to be the ones who we listen to.
I agree.
They're the wise ones in this situation.
I agree. The move should be Roman staying put as the bad guy, Brock being confirmed as a good guy, and Heyman staying with Roman.
Yeah.
That's what I think has to happen, because the only way that you keep Roman bad, wherever Heyman goes, is bad.
Yes.
What you would hate to do is...
That's why I asked the question. Go ahead, Pete.
He's going with Brock. He's going with Brock eventually. You know that's where this is headed.
Hold on. I want to hear what Pete has to say.
Because if you have Roman, here's the risk. Is that they do... So what Dip is saying is probably right. Right? Eventually. Because eventually it will be Brock goes back to being bad guy and Roman becomes good guy. That probably will happen. But what you'd hate to see happen is they want to keep Roman bad. I mean, not, I wouldn't hate it. Could be done well if it would just require some work. They have Roman beat down Heyman, sending Heyman back to Brock as now a sympathetic character. And then Roman doubles down on being a bad guy, and Brock and Heyman are good guys. My question
is how long could that work though?
You think SGG? You think Brock and Heyman could successfully, like, that could work with them as good guys for a while? I think there's a shelf life on that.
That's what I don't know though. I don't know that I've seen Heyman as a good guy ever. I'm trying to think about it. He has too much of that bravado. He's too braggadocious. I won't say he's too larger than life to be a good guy, but
ST makes the comment in the chat room that is the comment. He says, gotta keep Roman bad until The Rock shows up. And if that is in fact what's gonna happen, I don't disagree with the point that he's making.
Rock's not showing up this year. Unless they really need him, he's not going to be there.
Wait, but you know why?
Here's the thing, though.
You know why you can believe that, SGG? You know why you can believe that, SGG?
Inside track right there.
That's the thing. He knows. The man knows. Go ahead. Sorry, SGG.
Mr. Hollywood. No, I was saying they have been advertising, though, that this month on SmackDown is like the Rock month.
I did see that.
The Survivor Series. was it 25 years ago?
Yeah.
So I think they might be hinting at The Rock doing something, at least at Survivor Series. Now, whether that leads to something for Mania, I don't know. But, would they go through all this trouble to do a whole month celebrating the Great One if we don't get an appearance from the Great One? And I don't mean just a video package and a message of
a tweet,
$7 and how much he loves us.
Yeah, $7. I mean, the man loves talking about $7.
I wouldn't be surprised. Does he have $7 framed in his office somewhere?
He certainly should. That's how
they're
much
doing very well.
I don't know if you know. The company. I mean, they have a tremendous show called Young Rock. I'm a huge fan. Dip, did you even ever finish the
amazing
season?
Amazing show.
No, I didn't watch the last couple, but I really loved it.
It's terrific.
You know how much, how many things I have to watch? I have to watch at least 6 hours of wrestling. I got to watch all the buzzy shows. I got to watch movies. I got to watch all my clients' stuff. I got to watch a million things.
I know, but it's
Young Rock was a buzzy show, though. I don't know how you can say you have to watch
it for a while.
Was it buzzy?
I'm so behind on Dark Side too. Apparently, people are going and going on the show. Warlord was on the other night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have not watched much Dark Side. I don't have Vice. I have no way to get Vice.
Buy it. You're rich.
I can't even. I don't even think I can buy it.
On your new big television.
I think it requires. By the way, I do have. I want everyone to know, I do have a new television. I have a new television. By the way,
and I want everyone to know I haven't bought coffee creamer yet.
And I heard from people who said, I got tweets from a listener, a young woman. She reached out and she said she wanted you to know, Dip, she has the exact same creamer in her house.
Pete, I got to be honest, yo.
What?
The coffee creamer community was not happy with you. People were on Dip's side.
Well, you know what it is? You know what it is?
There's a lot of us out there. There's a lot of us out there and you don't even realize.
I didn't know that it was that vast and far-reaching. Like, you got the coffee creamer community was not having
SGG,
international delight.
Does Crystal drink coffee?
She does. We don't have coffee creamer in the crib, but that's how I didn't know
the
community.
But you guys drink coffee in the crib?
I don't drink coffee. She drinks coffee.
And what does she have it with? Milk?
With almond milk.
A little bit of almond milk. Okay. Have. So, yeah, you know why? Because she's a civilized human being. Okay, these savages Dipperstein. No. The truth is, I'm jealous. I am too fat and counting calories too much to waste 3 points of Weight Watchers points on International Delight. Now, listen, it looks delicious, and it is. When I go to WWE, my iced coffee I make, it's milkshake adjacent. I'm not kidding. I put in the creamer. I'll put in a caramel creamer. I'll put in whipped cream. I make it a full milkshake. Oh! I make it amazing. It's delightful. But at home on a daily basis, I'm just taking coffee, Starbucks blonde roast. By the way, I'm pouring and pouring.
Starbucks blonde roast? It's way too strong.
What do you mean?
Tastes too much like coffee.
Wait. Hold on. By the way, you have to know, everyone listening, not only does Dip have the creamers, when he buys coffee, he buys like the milk included, sugar included. Like, it's not even coffee. It is amazing. If I did not care about, if I was Dip and I weighed 126 pounds dripping wet, I would have it in my house too. But just know that what Dip drinks as coffee in his house a lot of the time is the brand's what, Khalifa?
I'm drinking all the crap nonsense.
Do you have a Khalifa? Do you have the Khalifa there right now?
Donuts. Blah 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 blah.
Wait, do you have the Khalifa?
Can we see it?
Do you have it? Do you have the Khalifa in your fridge right now?
What's a Khalifa?
It's the one.
What are you drinking?
It's the brand you used to get a coffee of iced coffee in like the brown container, the circular, spherical container with the sugary coffee in it. I think that was Khalifa was the brand.
Are you talking about Keurig?
No. What do you have in your fridge right now? What refrigerated coffee do you have right now?
The fridge is right behind you, Dip.
I have the cups. I have the little gimmick. The little gimmick cups.
Iced coffee.
Go grab a K-cup.
No, what do you have in your fridge? Puff. Yeah.
Oh, you haven't been. You haven't really stayed at my house in a long time. I haven't bought that in a long time.
But the
gimmick iced coffee that the milky.
Yes, it was like an ice cream
digest thing of this edge.
It was ice cream.
It's delicious.
But you know what I have? But what I'm saying, Starbucks blonde roast. What I've been buying, and everyone should know about this. If you don't. Starbucks iced coffee that you buy from the store where it's already made is a delight, and it's 10 calories and it's amazing, and you just pour it on ice and it's a little drip of oat milk, whatever. If in Dip's case, a huge huge pour of International Delight caramel cream.
The community's got
to listen. You guys are lucky. I'm just jealous. I can't do that. I cannot waste 3 Weight Watchers points on the creamer. But I'm jealous.
Take the point. Take every point. I don't even need the points anymore. Take my point. You want my points?
Here's the thing, though, too. Would it just be the 3 points, though, right? Because then you got to think about the allotment that will get you to the 3. Because then if you pour in a little bit too extra, then you...
No, you could be up to 5 points in a heartbeat. You have no idea. You have no idea.
By the way, but I'm still using Sweet and Low. I use Sweet and Low.
What, in addition to it?
Yep. I'm using Sweet and Low. I might put 2 Sweet and Low.
Hold on. Hold on real quick.
Is there any coffee in your coffee?
Yeah, you're making coffee. You're adding flavored creamer and then Sweet and Low?
No matter what the flavor of the coffee is, I still add the flavored creamer. And I'm either putting 2 or 3 Splendas or 1 or 2 Sweet and Lows. No question. I don't do Equal. I don't do Stevia. I don't do sugar. There's people dumping sugar in that. One little smidge of Sweet and Low equals 10 pounds of sugar.
Okay. There's a reason.
So save your sugar. All you need to do is just dump in a Sweet and Low.
By the way, I want everyone to know, I promise to everyone listening right now, SGG's wedding weekend in Mexico, which is next weekend, first of all, you are getting an episode next Wednesday somewhere. You'll have to find it. Potentially the first episode of a new era. And then that weekend, the social media content that is going to come from Dip and I discussing food and coffee throughout the weekend in Mexico is going to be something. We are going to be going because, you know, SGG, he's got events galore. There's a welcome party, a white party, this part. So we're going to be having drinks and coffee and snacks. There's going to be a lot of things to observe throughout the weekend, and we will bring it to you all live on our social media channels, I promise.
I better not get any coffee on the white pants I'm going to have to buy.
SGG, I bought a white shirt. I do not have white pants yet, though. I need the white pants.
We have to go buy white pants.
I mean, good luck.
Next week, we'll go buy white pants.
I don't have much time. When are you? We leave on Thursday. When do you get here?
I'll be there.
By the way, Dipperstein, I forgot to tell you, next Tuesday night, and for anyone listening who's a Cheap Heat listener, Syph and I have a live one ep at the stand as part of New York Comedy Festival. Yeah.
Oh, what?
Tuesday night.
I'll see you there.
Yeah, you're going to be there 1,000%.
Am I commissioning this?
I hope not. Yeah, by the way, I want you to know, Dip, have you gotten
your... This the first we're hearing about this? Is it just announced?
No, it's been announced for One Ep listeners. I forgot to mention on Cheap Heat. But yeah, me and Syph are doing One Ep live from the stand. You can get tickets at thestandnyc.com, I believe. And it's Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. We have comedians. I'm booking a surprise rap artist.
Are you going to be talking about wrestling?
No. But I can't... you know what? I can mention it. I can mention it. If you want me to mention it. Should I mention it?
No, I got things.
But you need Dip to be... You need Dip to join you, though. You can't just talk about it, because Cypher's not going to know.
Yeah.
Unless the special rap artist guest is tapped in, then you can go there.
But it could be Young Lil Dip. Could be the rap artist.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're running out of Young, but you have plenty of Lil.
I'm running out of Young. I'm still Young. Last year of Young. Maybe next year I'll just drop the Young.
Here's what I see. NYCF, New York City Comedy Festival, presents One Ep is Life Live podcast, main room, November 9th, 8 p.m., Cypher Sounds, Peter Rosenberg. So far, our guests include comedian Ricky Velez and Jared Fried. Ricky has a new HBO special right now. So we'll be talking.
Ricky's good, too.
So, yeah, we
Young
got some.
Ricky is good.
We got some good comedians there, and we'll have some hip-hop people as well. So, anyways, come out. All right, moving away from the wedding, from Dairy Creamer, and even from SmackDown. Did you watch Raw this week, SGG?
I did.
Major takeaways. Are there any?
Major takeaways is that Kevin Owens is doing the babyface thing pretty well. Still don't trust them.
The close of the show was weird in that regard, by the way.
Yeah, it was. But, I mean, at the end of the day, he turned on everybody. Like, this is pre-WWE. If you get too close to him, he's stabbing a knife in your back. You're just making it easier by getting close to him, for him to put the knife in your back. But even with all of that history, I did believe his apology. It came off as heartfelt and sincere. Big E was right. He did see Seth interfere. And for those of you guys who haven't watched it, Kevin Owens challenged Big E. Prior to the match, Seth Rollins caught Kevin Owens backstage and told him, you know, like, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. I'll help you beat Big E. You soften him up for me in my eventual WWE Championship match. Kevin Owens turned him down, but Seth interfered anyway. Kevin Owens tried to take advantage of that interference and lost anyway. Big E wins. Big E still upset that he even tried to pull the chicanery, and Big E attacked him after the match. Even though Kevin Owens apologized, denounced Seth, denounced that he had anything to do with it, proclaimed he was innocent, I think Big E did the right thing. But I got to give Kevin Owens some credit for coming off as like a sympathetic babyface for the first time, I think, in his entire run.
I was just confused by what Big E was supposed to be in that moment, because it seemed like KO was really sincere in his apology. I didn't know if it was supposed to show a mean streak to Big E, or if it's just showing that he's a savvy champion who's not going to get played.
Yeah, which I think it might be that second one, which honestly is refreshing, because you have to think about like what some other baby faces might have done in that moment. Even like a Bianca Belair, we got on her on SmackDown for in that moment, you know, trusting Sasha and then allowing herself to get played by teaming up with Sasha. You know what I mean? So Big E didn't fall into that trap that we've seen a lot of baby faces fall into. But at the same time, I guess maybe like it was like they said on commentary, DTA, don't trust anybody. He's a little Austin-esque, trying to be a lone wolf now that he doesn't have his New Day partners. I don't think it was necessary, but.
Listen, I just hope that this starts turning into something important for Big E. It needs to. I need to feel
I think
urgency.
It is.
I need to feel urgency here. Let's go. Let's go.
I think it's going to be Big E and Seth, though. I don't know where KO falls in all of this, but I think this is going to be important in the Big E and Seth feud.
Do you guys think Seth would be? It would be useful for Seth to have a heater.
I mean, Seth is the heater.
I know, but don't you think it'd be nice if he had some big SOB with him, a big Kevin Nash with him, beating people down?
Maybe Omos can move over. AJ's hurt.
I wouldn't mind him retaining the services of Omos. Somehow.
Or maybe it does end up being KO.
Or KO.
Because he did what he said he was going to do for KO. KO tried to move away from that, and then Big E did not reward his didn't reward him for denouncing it. Eat Owens, eat. KO's looking slim these days, though.
Well, everything's relative. Well, look, Zach Lunder. He used to work at .com.
What, not breakfast and dinner?
Zach says there's
not
one
just
thing
meals
we,
in general.
There's one thing we know KO is loyal to. Lunch. The man enjoys a meal. There's no doubt about it. How about this one from Ricky P? Kevin Owens saying it's either 3 months or 3 years got me thinking, will he leave in January or re-sign with WWE?
I say he re-signs.
That's exactly what he wants.
I'm dreaming of,
and hey, let's be honest.
I don't know what he's gonna do.
You're dreaming of catering?
I'm dreaming of the WWE catering.
Why? Because you're hungry?
I love it back there. I love that schmorg. I love the options are so unbelievable. I love the cookies. There was like a short rib gimmick last time. I think I was there.
The last pay per view, they had a pulled pork and brisket.
Oh,
they were.
They're pulling and pulling.
Where were they last time?
It was Columbus, Ohio. It was.
What's going on with the cookie assortment?
By the way, the cookies are in great shape. Better than ever. Semi truck driver says, why is Greg having an alt-white party? No, it's an all-white party.
All-white, yeah. That's terrible. White's only party if you prefer that.
I got to tell you, I think the shirt I got is very white party appropriate, but now I got to get the white pants. What about shoes? Are shoes included in the all white?
No.
I think it doesn't matter.
I'm not buying white shoes for this.
I like you, by the way. Draw a line in the sand, as you should. Yeah.
It's crazy enough. I've agreed to fly halfway across the world for this.
And now I have a.
Is it halfway across the world from you?
Yeah, for you, Dip. It's like going to. Well, we know Dip in geography is.
It's somewhere. It's somewhere. It's not local. It's not local.
It's confirmed.
It's not the Beverly Hills Hotel.
No, it's confirmed not.
The Beverly Hills Hotel used to be in Mexico. If you go,
how
back
long is
far
the ceremony going to be? Can you have a short ceremony? I don't need a whole thing.
We're not taking you behind the curtain. We're not taking you behind the curtain, Dip.
Are you going to break the glass?
You're going to enjoy it. No, we're not breaking the glass.
We're not breaking the glass.
We're not jumping the
broom. No glass broke.
No glass broken. No broom jumping.
You're not jumping the broom.
No, we're not jumping the broom. It'll be a wonderful ceremony.
Jump the broom. I'll jump with you.
Wait, you're not doing a broom. You're not doing a broom or a glass.
No.
So what are you
going
to do?
You're not going black or Jewish.
Well, you have to wait. Yeah, no, you gotta wait and see, Dip.
I think
you should jump the broom onto a piece of glass and smash it.
Mage.
No.
You know what I'm predicting?
No.
You know what I'm predicting about the ceremony, Dip? Very long.
Pomp, oh, you're thinking long.
Pomp and circumstance up a storm. Going.
Have to wait and see.
People are going to be. Where's it? Do they have snacks? Where's the food? What's going on? When we how soon
do
the snacks?
You need a ring bearer, by the way. I bear rings very well. I'm bearing and bearing. You let me know if you need that.
Richard Grossman predicts doves. He's saying doves.
There's no doves
in
Mexico.
I like that prediction.
Listen, I always give everyone. I always give everyone the same advice when it comes to weddings. Cut down on as much as you can, except for the only three things people care about at a wedding are food, drink,
yep,
music.
Okay.
Everything else. But are you guys having a rehearsal dinner for your wedding party? Or no?
I don't think so.
I think you would know by now, SGG. The wedding's a week out. You would know. It's a whole planned party. That'd be, sure. It's your night.
You don't think that you don't know if you're having a
rehearsal dinner.
we're having a wedding rehearsal, but I don't think we're doing a rehearsal dinner.
Well, you know that
we're
you're
having
not.
A rehearsal, but I don't think we're doing a rehearsal dinner.
So there's a chance that you don't have a ring bearer, and you may need a ring bearer.
And remember,
ask who the ring bearer is.
He should know. Do you know that, right, SGG?
The best man is carrying a ring. The best man's carrying the rings.
How do you know? You don't know.
The best man is definitely carrying the rings.
You don't have no niece or nephew. No
supposed best man.
No niece or nephew or bearing.
No kids. No. I have some nieces.
Oh,
I have
no
nieces
kids.
And nephews that are going to be there, but no. Yeah.
Yeah. This
wasn't stated, but I mean, I think after the pandemic, these parents were all more than happy to find sitters
and get away for a little bit.
And SGG, I know you invited me with a guest, but I can't decide whether I'm bringing my ego or my personality. So you're only going to be able to get one.
only bring personality.
Bring them both.
No. Not after 35 under 35. Leave the ego in Los
You have
Angeles.
Three seats? You're going to have two extra seats?
I thought, by the way, you had a better joke sitting right there for you. But you What's didn't know. Who are you going to bring? Warlord or Barbarian? that's the...
Honestly, I feel like Barbarian I couldn't bring confirmed. Barbarian because if I brought Barbarian, that would be there goes the food. He'd be just shoveling food in his mouth. Don't you think?
You know what popped me?
That's what people want to see. That's what people want to see, though.
It would pop me if the boogeyman showed up.
Now we're having a conversation.
I think that would be Mage.
Male.
Oh, if you have worms on the buffet.
Worms are on the menu. Worms are on the menu.
Oh, well, Mikey wrote me, Mikey McFly, and he said... He said he wanted to thank me for holding Mike Rappaport accountable. Well, I do the best I can. There's an interview on YouTube, by the way. It has nothing to do with the show.
Can I say something about that?
Go ahead.
At one point, you told Michael Rappaport, I've been doing this for 30 years. Weren't you in the sixth grade 30 years ago?
Yes. Yes. You know what? That's a fair That's a fair point and question that you made. But here's the, if you put the whole context together, Rappaport in the early in the interview tells us he's only been paying attention to politics since Trump was elected in 2016.
Okay.
10 minutes later, he tells me, I can't even have a conversation with him because I don't read the diverse things that he reads. What I was saying when I said I've been doing this 30 years was, I mean, paying attention to politics. That's 30. I mean, I literally was, my feet were inside of the Capitol by the time I was 5 years old. I was around it and having conversations and hearing about it my whole life. You know, okay. that's all I meant. So if you then try to tell me you can't talk to me and you've been only considering politics for 5 years, I'm saying I was just trying to, if we're going to play the stupid New York, yo, you can't even talk to me. If we're going to play that game, my game's better than your game. Because he read a Thomas Sowell book. I now can't have a conversation with you. That's why I ended up saying, get the F out of here.
But I've been doing this for 30 years. It was hilarious.
30 years, SG. But by the way, here's the thing.
If you know me,
you meet my parents, you know I have been learning about more than 30. The truth is I've been literally a part of political conversations now for, I'm 42. So I've been listening to them avidly for 37 years. 37 years minimum.
It's a long time.
My parents met all their friends on the McGovern campaign. Moved to Washington because my dad had a job on Capitol Hill. This guy watches the news, starts reading Candace Owens books and thinks, I have a really good, diverse palette of opinions here. I feel very strongly how I feel about people on social media. People who are trying to use their social media for serious political conversation. If your whole thing is just 1,200 comments on every post with people on the right and people on the left just fighting, I don't think you're having the impact you think you have. That's all I was saying.
Yeah.
The best thing to do is just talk about coffee.
At least not in discourse.
Dip.
Talk coffee creamer, you're good to go.
You hit the nail on the head yet again. That's
if
why
people have opinions on coffee creamer, we want to hear it.
Yeah, exactly. Bring that to the table. Trevor writes us and says, hey, gents, I'm in the middle of the newest episode. I saw the IG post, and man, that got me eager to listen to this week's episode. One of the things that stood out that I also have been saying to my friends is, what in the hell are they doing with Keith Lee? My God, this man has given his life to the industry and had such a blazing start. And to this? The Bearcat, maybe, but like Stat and Dip said, get that ring gear the F out of here. It's killing me as a fan. Dawkins needs a proper suit as well. New cheap heat debate. Starting 5/ Mount Rushmore of managers. Lastly, by the way, I guess he didn't finish the episode because that came up last week. Lastly, wishing you the best as you clearly have something going on. Sir Trev. Thanks, Trev. There is something going on. What did Bearcat do this week?
Greg?
I think he just had another dominant match on Raw.
You think? We don't know. Let's see. Bearcat.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't stand out to me.
I'm searching the results page.
There's no Bearcat.
His name's not there. He was not there. He did not exist this week. I saw, by the way, there was people were upset that Bianca was pinned yet again. I saw that. But here's the thing. Here's how I feel about that.
This is frustrating a little bit.
Well, it's funny that I wonder if you're going to say the same thing I'm going to say. Which is,
yeah, I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna let you have it.
Okay, so Brian Mann hits me up and is like, he's crushing Raw, of course. That's what he is wont to do. And he says, yeah, of course, Bianca lost again. And I was like, oh, is that a thing? And he's like, yeah, she hasn't won by pin since, in 2 months. And I was like, oh, well, that's crappy. And then I said, but I have to point out, I haven't noticed that. Like, if it's a big deal, it didn't affect me. I wasn't like, oh my God, Bianca can't win a match. I don't feel that way. That, you know what I'm saying? So if you're counting up and tallying, I can see how you then turn around and go, see, WWE, Bianca Belair can't win a match. Her character's dead. Well, I'm telling you as a fan, I'm invested in her character. I didn't even realize it's been that long since she's won a match. So what's the right answer?
Right. And you know why? And you know why that is?
Go ahead.
That you're getting invested in, because you're not just looking at the results on the page. I mean, she hasn't beat Becky, but also Becky hasn't beat her fair yet. And that's like storytelling 101. The minute that the heel wins fair, the feud is over. It's done. I'm not saying that it's not over now, but she still has legitimate gripe, whether she's at the back of the line, the front of the line, whether they delay it a little bit more, or they go right back to it next week. They haven't had a fair encounter beyond the 26 seconds at SummerSlam, and there's reasons to keep going back to it. And also, that's a rivalry, right? They're going to keep facing, and they're going to keep building. And that's how you build a rivalry. You can't just have a one-off great match and then move them away from each other for 5 years. It's not impactful.
Yeah, like, Dip, had you noticed that Bianca hasn't won it forever? Do you feel her character suffering at all because of not getting wins?
No. Because wins and losses mean way less to me than they do to Greg. And I just don't think that they – I don't – I mean, I see her as now
– Brian Mann pointed it out.
Yeah, Brian Mann, not SUJ.
I'm just saying, Jay, here's – I see Bianca now, which they've done a good job with, frankly, as now a top – she's at the top. Obviously, I know that's obvious, but emotionally – it's, you know, it's Becky, Sasha, Charlotte, and Bianca. That's the top four.
Right, she is established at the top now.
She's established now, and they've done it. They tried to do that, I think, deliberately, obviously. They've done a great job with it, and I now see her like she could be main eventing Mania till the end of time as the women's champion.
You know what?
So
I think that is a fair and positive point to give WWE. Bianca, for all the problems we had, we freaked out at SummerSlam, all these different things. I agree. Bianca now, to me, is a credible A-list WWE star.
They made a new star in Bianca because they shot her to the moon in the right way. That's how you do it. She's good. She looks great. She's a great wrestler. She's got all the charisma. She's, you know, got the look. It's all there.
By the way, I think she's a solid talker too. I think she might be tops in the division at talking. Well,
She needs some work on the mic for sure. But I think she'll get there. There's no question.
I'm not saying she doesn't need work. She's not Stone Cold Steve Austin, but she's at the top, man. For that women's division, let's be real. That's where the biggest issues are on the microphone in that division. And I think she. But you also don't think, or you're also among the people who don't think Becky's very good. And I think Becky's great.
No, I don't. Yeah, think Bianca's better than Becky. Mm. I don't know. I go back and forth with that, but anyway, that's my top four right now.
Yeah, and either way, she's made. She's officially made.
Bailey coming back at some point.
Yeah.
I never felt that way about Bailey. I never thought that she was up there at that top.
Wow.
So now that slot has been taken by Bianca.
Take of all.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm surprised that you didn't think that Bailey was on the top.
But look,
I think Bailey is pound for pound the best one.
I think. Well, let me say something. They have done a very good job at creating a A-list and a mid-card women's division.
Okay.
At this point, and you know, I'm very critical of the way that they place people. But right now, it feels like it took several years in, you know, the women's evolution. It took many years for them to actually create a really solid mid card and a main event card. And I think that they've successfully done it at this point. Sometimes they cross over, but like you definitely know who is in the main event in the women's division, in my opinion.
Great comment from the Cruise Control podcast, Randy Cruz. Will the wedding be longer or shorter than the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony? Very good question.
You got to tune in. You got to tune in to find out.
If SUG's wedding ceremony is like Mr. T's induction, I'm walking out 1,000%. I'll see you at the bar. I'll be waiting. I'll be waiting when you get there. Listen, I'm going to support you for the rest of your life. You know, if I miss the last 10 minutes of the ceremony, you know, well, we have plenty of time to catch up.
The question is, will Dip Flair appear at the SUG wedding?
I certainly hope so.
He'll be there at that.
Dick Flair will
He'll
be there.
He'll be there 1,000%.
Jake Von Erich says he's more interested in knowing if SUG is having a rehearsal dinner than what happened on Raw this week. Well, that's telling for multiple reasons. All right, back to the mailbag.
Mail.
A lot of people invested in the TV purchase. Pete, I had to take some time out of my workday to send this. One, I cannot believe you have a 42-inch television in the year of our Lord 2021. Getting a 75-inch TV will change your outlook on life. Two, you have to get an LG OLED TV. Nothing else compares. It will cost many, many raccoons, but watch any relatively recent movie on one and you won't know how you dealt with the repug black levels of other TVs.
I have one of those. I have a 55-inch OLED LG in my living room.
Dip sent the Z-Belt.
Yeah, Dip, and using the Z-Belt. No. So I didn't get the OLED. I got the 65-inch LG Nano Cell, and I will say it's mage. It makes a difference. I'll say this. The wrestling difference is not huge for me. The difference for me was football. Football, the people were bigger up a storm. Like, it was a much better view of sports than it was previously. But wrestling, the people were already big. You know what I'm saying, SUG? So the size didn't change that much to me. Mr. No Good says, y'all really letting that Bailey slander slide? Dip is acting like Bailey is on some Billy Gunn mid-card-ish. Yeah, I don't know why Dip is so slow on Bailey.
Well, honestly, I don't think we took Dip seriously.
Yeah, I think we ignored it.
Like, yeah, it's not that we let it slide. It's just that when it's so absurd, you can't get caught in the weeds.
I think Rosenberg
said it right away.
Yeah,
and I agreed.
I think
Bailey's pound for pound the best one.
Yeah, I think Bailey and Bianca are my two favorites right now. You know, so we'll see what happens over time. What was there any Lashley story this past week, or is he completely gone right now?
No Lashley, no Goldberg. No Hurt Business, I don't think, either. Actually, I'm pretty sure we didn't see the Hurt Business.
Was there no Hurt
Business? But he'll be back. I mean, listen, there's no way they're going to let Survivor Series come and go without the Almighty. He's going to be back.
Mr. Perry sent us a nice email.
Mail.
Showing love to the rant on Meltzer. Also, we're 2 months into new NXT. Dip, have you checked in on new NXT at all?
Yeah, not every week, but yes, I watch it. I like Bron Breakker, okay? Bron Breakker.
Right? Yeah, don't sound so excited.
No, I like him. I
was almost convinced.
It's enough already.
He's breaking and breaking. And
I was almost convinced.
Oh, yeah. SGG, what are your thoughts on new NXT 2 months in?
I like the new NXT. I like that it's character heavy. It's definitely, they definitely completely changed the whole vibe, and it goes way beyond a new coat of paint. Yes, I like Bron Breakker. I like Tony D'Angelo too. He might be one of my favorites in the new NXT. He's like an Italian. I almost said an Italian mobster, but I don't want to get in any trouble with Mr. D'Angelo. So he's just a proud Italian. I'm just gonna leave it at that. I'm not gonna get myself in any trouble with Tony D'Angelo.
What do you think? What do you think?
Mello.
What do you think about the quote unquote woke character they have on NXT?
Joe Gacy.
I hate it.
No, I like it. He can go though, because that's the other thing. He can go.
Well, he's a real wrestler for sure, but the character.
Yeah, he.
You know, of course, there were headlines at first like, oh, WWE is taking a shot at wokeness. And I sort of think of it the way
that's
I thought of
really.
The CM Punk character. Self-righteous heels is always a thing. And by the way, I got news for you. As someone who's a snowflake myself, there are heel lefties, plenty of them, who are annoying and judgmental and preachy. So you can't allow yourself to be so caught up being a snowflake yourself, which I proudly am one, that you're not able to point out that there are annoying members of our group, and putting one as a heel is fine with me. I don't care. Now, if they started mocking Black Lives Matter, then we'll have a conversation about it. But that's not what's happening.
Yeah, and it goes just to what you said too, that like the self-righteous heel has always been a thing, and this is a smart way to do it for 2021, because at the end of the day,
they're going to cycle these types of characters in and out, right? The rich, obnoxious character comes and goes. The self-righteous heel comes and goes. You know, the big tough guy comes and goes. This is a way to do that character for 2021 that I think is smart.
And remember, it was ridiculous back in the, you know, 10 years ago when they had CM Punk. Part of him being a heel was that he didn't drink. I was like, that really shouldn't be heel behavior. Being sober is not right. necessarily being a heel, but it's what the character was.
And Daniel Bryan being a vegan.
Right.
Daniel Bryan being vegan and caring about the environment.
He was a heel when he had the like championship.
Top heel in the company.
Yeah, with his vegan right. championship title.
Yeah. So,
you know what's happening right now.
I think people are going.
You know what's happening right now, right, SGG?
What's that? Dip is closing the deal.
Yeah, look at that. He's not even, he doesn't even know what's going on. He's deep in email right now. Look at that. We lost him. He's closing up a storm. Yeah. All right, SGG, do you happen to have a Black Power rankings?
Of course.
What do you have?
In at number three, Bianca Belair. In at number three, Bianca Belair. I know we talked about her having a losing streak and people are paying attention to that and they're not happy with the creative direction that she's been going in, but that has not impacted her performance at all. Every time the bell rings, she turns in an incredible match. She did it again this Monday with Becky Lynch. She didn't come away with the championship, but to Dip's point, and like we spoke about earlier, she is still one of the fastest rising stars in the company.
Fastest.
So number three for that performance. Exactly. Fastest rising stars in the company. So in number three for that performance alone, Bianca Belair.
Okay.
And number two, we just talked a little bit about NXT 2.0. Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams. This duo, Carmelo Hayes recently captured the NXT North American Championship. He cashed in a Money in the Bank, a Jace-esque contract that he won, took the title from Swerve, sent Swerve to SmackDown without his NXT North American Championship.
Okay.
And just these two have been at the forefront of NXT 2.0. I think the performance is always great. And it looks like they're building him to be potentially the face of the company. I know Bron Breakker had that shot against Tommaso Ciampa, but I think Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams are going to be two that we definitely are going to want to watch and keep our eyes on. So they're coming in at number two. And in number one, His Royal Highness King Woods. I honestly did not think that he was going to be the one to come away with the King of the Ring. I thought they were going to go with the Demon King and flesh out that character a little bit more. But in wearing the crown, he has become even more entertaining. And I didn't know that that was going to be possible. He named Kofi his Hand of the King. He came out with new regal royal gear. And he is filling that role as king quite nicely. So I'm going to hail King Woods this week, number one on the Black Power rankings.
Well, SGG, one thing I'm a little concerned about here is next week you're going to be in Mexico for the big wedding. Next time we talk, you will be 2 days away from marriage. And we also may be on a new platform altogether. Again, you guys have to stay tuned and search for Cheap Heat next week and make sure you subscribe if we do pop up somewhere else. Could be right here. Just keep your eyes open, your ears peeled. However, your internet was kind of like cutting out the last 20 minutes. I hope that's not some sort of bad omen for when you go down to Mexico, because it's supposed to be next week that we're worried about.
So No, we're good to go.
What day are you arriving? You're arriving on Tuesday in Mexico?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Is there a welcome basket?
Ooh, good question.
You'll find out when you get there. All details, we're taking care of it. It's finalized. Next week,
when I get off the plane, can I get a bottle of water?
No. Well, by the way.
Well, see, I have nothing to do with the airport.
No. Is this one of those resorts that when I show up to check in, while I'm checking in, they hand me a drink?
I need some champagne when I check in.
Yeah, I want a spritz. Yes. I want a spritz of some fakakta mango spritz.
Maybe a raspberry in it?
I think you'll get the choice. A
little raspberry?
You'll get the choice. So whatever you want. Whatever you want, they got you.
Okay. Yeah. Next week is a very,
they got you.
Very big week of Cheap Heat. First of all, I hope we hear this just over the loudspeakers during the ceremony. Also, I'm going to sing this. I don't know if you know this, Dip. When Crystal goes down the aisle, I'm going to sing this.
On this day,
it's going to be a real moment.
Is Roman Reigns
that was supposed to be a surprise? B.
You think you know me?
I was told that's why he couldn't make it to SmackDown.
This is how you should come out. Are you guys doing any cheesy wrestling things related to the wedding, or are you letting it be?
I have some lucha masks that I'm going to wear for pictures.
That's my.
I have lucha masks.
Other than that, I'm trying to keep it civilized.
Yeah, you're not going to do like the.
I have.
Like I saw someone sent me a clip recently of someone doing a full Finn entrance to their wedding.
I like that.
Can you send me that? I told Finn. He thought it sounded great. You know what's funny is that those people don't know. I don't know the people who did it because someone sent it to me, and then I in turn told Finn about it. So some strangers who did this Finn thing at their wedding, it made it all the way to Finn, but I don't know who they are.
Confirm it because you sent it to him.
1,000%.
I'm very much looking forward to this entire thing, though. Next week will be very interesting. So as we told you guys earlier, however it is you consume Cheap Heat, just be prepared to do a little bit of work potentially next week if Dip can get the deal done. Dip, do you think you can get it done?
I think there's could be potentially something going on. I'm working and working.
So that's why they call you Mr. 35 under 35. Yeah.
Stay made, will you?
Yeah, SGG, take it easy this week. Your last week and a half of single life. Take it easy.
Enjoy yourselves, guys. Doesn't even stay for the outro.
Seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.